Morning, Christine.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate having you. Yourself and Christina Rogers wrote an interesting piece in yesterday's Detroit News titled Aftershocks Spread in Auto Sector. U.S. automakers expect disruptions in quake of because of what's gone on in Japan. In reading one part of this story, it was very interesting. The magnitude of the disruption to Japan's auto sector became evident yesterday as the country's biggest automakers extended the production stoppages at their domestic plants, and that means over in Japan, to assess the condition of their suppliers, rail links, and ports. Well, there is no commerce going on right now in the state, which means that's got to have some effect not only on what the dealers get here, but what's being built here in the states.
It has already had two little effects. One is that overtime has been canceled because the Japanese plants in the United States are trying to conserve parts. So they're working a little bit less. And yesterday, GM announced that a plant in Shreveport, Louisiana, that makes trucks would be suspended for a week. Production there would be suspended for a week because of a parts shortage.
So beyond the Japanese manufacturers who do some building of cars here in the States, it's affecting the domestic parts and thus the building of other cars too.
Yeah, it probably will over the next few weeks. It depends how quickly the situation gets back to something closer to normal in Japan, where the effects have been so devastating. And there are just many, many things going on. I mean, the region that was affected wasn't that populated, wasn't as populated as other parts of Japan. But now the area near the stricken plants, the nuclear plants, that there are many suppliers there.
And you're I'm sorry. Go ahead, Christine.
No, so we don't know exactly what the effect will be, but everyone's guessing we will see more effect.
Now, your story states that Toyota has said it will not resume vehicle production in Japan before Wednesday. Automakers have stockpiles of components, but are going to face some of those shortages soon. Do you believe that's going to start affecting a lot of the, for example, Toyota dealers here in Michigan as well as around the country?
Yes, there are already many vehicles in transit that are on ships that left before the tsunami, that are on trains going to different parts of the country. So there is already an inventory of vehicles. So I think most analysts are expecting this to show up. Some shortages of cars that are made only in Japan, depending on what parts shortages there are, there could be shortages of cars and light trucks made in the United States. And we could see that in 2, 4, 6 weeks.
And I gather it seems like the main theme of your story, Christine, was that, you know what, the next few days, maybe the next week, are going to tell a lot about, you know, where Japanese automakers are as they assess, you know, the damage to not only they may have in some of their plants, but the commerce, the way to get those parts and vehicles shipped.
Yes, we don't have a lot of detail yet. We haven't heard a lot of detail yet about how many suppliers are damaged, how damaged, what has happened to the infrastructure, how long it'll take to repair. We haven't got a clear picture of that. We just have a sense that the damage is extensive enough and the number of suppliers is large enough that automakers, and not just Japanese, are bound to be affected. And
Christine Tierney is the excellent writer for the Detroit News. Her article was in yesterday's Detroit News titled Aftershock Spread in Auto Sector. U.S. automakers expect disruptions as quake forces more delays in Japan. Go to DETnews.com and pull that up. Christine, as always, thank you so much.
Tony, thank you so much.